Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. If you look just over here, there's an announcement saying that Ford EV customers to gain access to 12,000 Tesla superchargers, company to add North American charging standard port in future EVs. In normal speak, Ford is going all in with Tesla on the charging. I wanted to talk about this with my dad. We've done a ton of charging topics with him. He is a Tesla owner and CCS car owner. And then we also have my good friends, Patrick and Liv, from Mach-E Vlog. They are, hardcore Mach-E drivers. They've driven them on many road trips. They've owned two. So it's great to get a little bit of everyone's perspective in all of this. I guess Patrick and Liv, maybe you can start. Tell us what's going on in the announcement. What should we know? What's the full picture? Of course, you guys already have your first reactions on your YouTube channel, which we'll link down below, of course. But tell our viewers, what should they know about this?
Yeah, it was exciting. Elon Musk, Jim Farley hosted a Twitter space, which was surprising in itself. And, there's a lot of speculation like, oh, they're just going to chat. But in the end, they announced that spring of next year, they're going to have an adapter that we'll be able to get for our Mach-E. Ford Lightnings will have that, as well as the e-Transit that will open up access to all 12,000 supercharger ports throughout the U.S. We'll be able to activate it via Ford Pass. Not sure if, I would assume that we'll be able to use plug and charge via the, normal Tesla manner. But then the other thing that I thought was super interesting is that starting in 2025, they're going to switch to the NACS or the Tesla adapter or Tesla port. So that's super exciting. And it's just like a bombshell. Like, I don't think, I know you guys talked about it on Inside EVs podcast. It's like, nah, nobody's ever going to switch, but they should, but it's too late. But this is sort of a shock, I think, to a lot of people today.
I totally agree. One of those things where we've discussed when Tesla initially opened up North American charging standard, I believe, Dad, you and I spoke about that. And we were like, well, yeah, great if they did it 5 years ago. But we also said, as soon as one major automaker does this, it's going to start the roll. And I think we might be at the very start of seeing other automakers go down this North American charging standard or Tesla port way. Just a little bit more context on the announcement. It was done through a Twitter spaces. It felt pretty informal. I thought it was great. Actually, I really enjoyed it. They let a couple viewer questions pop in as well. And so you can go and listen to the full announcement. Ford has their full release on their site, which I, of course, have brought up here. But Dad, what's your impression of Ford offering, starting early 2024 an adapter to use the superchargers, and in 2025, actually baking in the Tesla port to their vehicles.
Yeah, so I think I'm a little bit surprised that it's going to take them a full year to bring out an adapter. I, you know, personally don't quite understand why that would be the case. I think overall, strategically, incredibly smart move. Farley's a visionary. He's trying to take the company forward in a lot of different ways. And so I'm a little bit surprised that it has taken as long as it has for another manufacturer to come in and actually sign up to the NACS. But the fact that they have now, I agree with you, Kyle, it's going to be a tidal wave. And, you know, the first mover advantage, I'm not really sure, but I actually didn't. I've been super busy at work today, so I didn't get a chance to watch the Twitter space. But you know, Patrick, I'm surprised. I'm just hearing for the first time it's going to take a full year for them to come out with an adapter. That doesn't that seem like a long time to
it's
you guys?
Not a full year. It's only 6 months for the adapter, and okay. It's a full year until they start baking in the port to their next generation cars.
Oh, I see.
All the cars on the road today will retroactively, with an adapter, be able to use the superchargers. And then actually they'll probably continue, from what it sounds like, making cars with the CCS port. It's just the new platform stuff will get the Tesla plug on it. Patrick and Liv, does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. And I saw some speculation today that Jim Farley and Elon Musk sort of chatted at the Miami Grand Prix earlier this month. And, you know, it was sort of like, did they sort of just have a side conversation, and the way that they're both sort of operate of like, hey, let's make this happen, and did a handshake deal, and less than 30 days later make the announcement, which is, you know, didn't make sense why it'll take 6 months to get an adapter out.
Right. I get a similar vibe that all this kind of popped up pretty quickly. You know, I guess maybe to our viewers, why would someone need to do this? Why would an automaker not want to use CCS? Well, CCS charging hasn't been what it needs to be. I'm not going to say it's all terrible and it's all truly annoying, but there are significant problems with public charging out there from a reliability and dependability standpoint. So switching to the Tesla connector doesn't actually fix any of that, because you can put Tesla connectors on other chargers and it's just a cable change. But actually getting access to the superchargers, that's where the big news comes in. No question, the Tesla connector is nicer to hold, easier to input. You know, the sizing is so much better. It has much higher current limitations than currently CCS does. But everyone always was saying, just put NACS on your car and your problems are solved. And the answer is really like no, because then you need to get third-party chargers with NACS handles, which are going to come to market now. But I think we'll see a lot of those same problems. What Tesla's been able to do is have huge reliability across thousands and thousands of charging ports, charging their own vehicles. Now, the big question comes, what's it going to be like when they open up to Ford? You know, we've seen Ford's charge on Magic Dock and every other car charge on Magic Dock. And there's some interoperability issues with Ioniq 5, for example. Doesn't always work great with Magic Dock. Fords haven't had that much problem. Magic Dock is limited to 350 amps, so 150 kilowatts maximum on a Lightning or a Mach-E. That's just what it is. We've seen that a bunch. But hopefully the adapter that they come out with is going to be rated for 5, 6, 700 amps. Elon was saying that the adapter is not going to be the limitation, which means, you know, when you plug in a Model S, it requests 680 amps. That's 250 kilowatts. Volvo EX90, for example, 250 kilowatts advertised charging speed on a 400 volt car. If they open that up, they're going to need to do more than 500 amps. So I think that adapter is going to be pretty well built. My question for you guys, Patrick and Liv, is will this adapter work for any vehicle, or is it just going to work for Ford? Because physically, it could plug any CCS car into a Tesla fast charger now. Do you think they'll just announcing it with Ford and it'll work on any car?
Something you're going to find out, I imagine. Yeah. If it starts rolling out, I'm sure people are going
to
try it.
They need to send us an adapter, and we'll try that out. We got a few cards we can play around with.
I mean, this just, it changes the game entirely. You know, before, we've heard a lot of people have said that they got into Tesla for the Supercharger network. It changes everything, and this really does open it up for every other automaker now. They're kind of going to have to jump on it fast. I mean, so if this was a deal that was sealed, I'd be really interested to find out on the back end to support employees. Like, is everyone just running around like crazy like right now? Like, what just happened?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make me think, because, like, we've heard, like, sometimes the mentality behind Tesla is, like, Elon will announce something, and then everybody else has to make it happen after the fact. Is Jim Farley doing some of that? Did he like make this announcement and they're all going like, oh crap, we got to get Ford Pass ready.
If there's a Ford person listening, you can tell her.
Yeah, just
tell
us.
I think it's not going to be hard. My guess, the way that they're going to implement it is we're starting to see Tesla think about implementing ISO 15118-2 plug-in charge, certificate handling, all of this stuff. I think it's going to be, you know, you set your Ford up with the Tesla network. Maybe it happens automatically. You plug in the car to the charger with the adapter and it will plug and charge. Perhaps there's an alternative activation method in your Ford app, which could be quite interesting. And then the question becomes, okay, once you get Ford's working, how hard will it be for other automakers to tack onto this? And that'll be a topic for another day. But Dad, your thoughts. Does this make the Tesla less attractive to buy and a Mach-E more attractive to buy? What do you think this does for the dynamic of the Ford versus Tesla market?
No, I think that the fact is that the Tesla network is so built out and they continue to build it out that they alone, in my opinion, have the ability to supply the capacity that's needed for not only Tesla, but also pretty much all other cars. And I think what this does is it puts Tesla in a position of selling electricity more than they already are. And I think that is they're turning into more of a distribution hub for alternative vehicles. I mean, Magic Dock with whatever there are, 11 or 12 in the country, that really didn't do anything to move the needle. But look, there will be a lot of interesting challenges when, you know, we've seen it at Magic Dock where you pull in and you've got a non-Tesla car and now all of a sudden you're going to have all these Fords. And I would imagine this is just the tip of the iceberg that most of the other manufacturers will go this way. But who else can deliver the actual network capabilities? And you think about what there is today, Kyle. Think about where Tesla will be in 2 or 3 years. If they want to turn up more superchargers, I don't know if you guys subscribe to the Tesla supercharger app or on Twitter. Every day I'm getting like, you know, there's 5 new superchargers, 10 new superchargers. They're just keep putting them out there. So I think there may be, you know, you're not always going to get to from point A to point B in a straight line, but I think this is a brilliant move on Tesla's part for getting into the energy business even more than they already are. And I think it's really something that will make a lot of people much more consider buying a CCS car. I think it's a great move and I'm excited to see this. When you called me up and said, Dad, did you listen to the thing? I didn't get a chance. I couldn't believe it. So I think it's great news.
Agreed. I think it's big stuff going on for sure. I think it sets the ball in motion. I hope Rivian is next, Polestar, those that follow coming later. I mean, it's really going to be one of those things where I've been saying for a long time that Tesla will dominate the charging world. And their core product is charging, not so much the cars. And that's my viewpoint of it. I think it will lead to a lot of interesting YouTube videos for us to make for at least the next couple of years on watching this roll out, looking at how they manage station throughput. There's certain stations that just are maxed out with Teslas right now. There are others that are sitting idle when there's lines at EA stations right down the road. So it's going to be interesting to watch the whole network balance itself out and come to equilibrium, hopefully one day. But yeah, Patrick and Liv, leave us with your final thoughts. What does this mean for Mach-E drivers today, not necessarily future Mach-Es with NACS ports?
I think it just means more options, you know? It's like we've been on our road trips where, and we talked about this in our video, our initial reaction to between like Southern Colorado and Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's like, if I have to choose between Wagon Mound and a dusty, dirty parking lot, or the supercharger parking lot that's in Las Vegas with food and stuff nearby, it's a better option. Like, so I think the bright thing is like, it's more options for people. If you are supportive of this transition to EVs, this is great news for everybody.
And people are messaging us right now. We're seeing little pop-ups. Like someone said, this totally changes my range anxiety. And that's so nice to hear. And that's what we want. And it makes me think that we need to redo our race. If you guys didn't see it, we did a race from Colorado to Vegas with 5 EVs, Teslas, and CCS. So we need to redo this because Green River, now we have options, so we can supercharge there. It's going to be a whole different race in so many ways, and it's awesome. I mean, I'm thrilled. I can't stop smiling. This has been great.
Kyle, you're on mute.
Sorry.
There's still very limited information about this right now, so we're going to see, you know, what Ford customers will be charged to charge on the supercharger network, what the adapter cost will be, what the adapter maximum amperage limit will be. There's a lot more to dig into, how the activation will work. Will the adapter charge other vehicles? I don't expect it to, just from a software locked perspective, until those automakers, I guess, join in, until Tesla decides to go full open and anyone can buy an adapter and plug in. So a lot more to explore here, but thanks to all of you for joining to talk about this. We'll have more episodes coming on the topic as more info rolls out. Thanks for joining another Out of Spec podcast episode, and we'll see you all on another one soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.